a group of Republican senators is pledging to oppose any attempt to ratify a United Nations treaty that could add new regulations and redefine coastal property rights to which countries lay claim. 34 senators now pledge to oppose the Law of the Sea Treaty, which are enough to kill it. In order to ratify the treaty, two-thirds of the U.S. Senate would need to approve the measure. The treaty, known as Lost, faces opposition from conservatives and Tea Party supporters. Utah Senator Mike Lee says the Law of the Sea Treaty would bring about great change to the U.S.
The Law of the Sea Treaty, if ratified, would bring about a fundamental change to the way our government operates, insofar as it would give sovereign policy-making authority to an international organization called the International Seabed Authority, based in Kingston, Jamaica. That body would then be able to collect tens and, over time, hundreds of billions of dollars in royalties stemming from mineral drilling and mining in the deep seabed, and it would be distributed then to developing and landlocked nations.
The treaty was adopted by the UN in 1982 in order to establish comprehensive rules that govern the oceans. Supporters of the treaty include the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and multiple high-ranking members of the military. Jeremy Carl is a research fellow with the Hoover Institute. He says support of the treaty exists for a variety of reasons.
In the short run, it's very easy for business to say, well, there may be some issues as far as our ability to be at the table when mining rights and other things like that are being decided, or the Navy was concerned that there were going to be navigational issues that were at stake, that they were not going to be able to operate as freely without this treaty being recognized, because essentially most of the other countries are at the table on this treaty.
Opponents raise concerns over the possible impact on an already struggling U.S. economy. Senator Lee says the treaty could change the business climate in America.
There are, like so many other laws, aspects of this that have an infinite number of potential applications, but the potential exists. And because the potential exists, you have to ask the question, what's going to leave this regime accountable and accountable to the will of the American people?
One concern is an increase in regulations. Opponents cite the Environmental Protection Agency's increase of rules and regulations in recent years. Carl says too many regulations can limit the economy.
Get to a point where there's certain overregulation, whether it be something the EPA is doing or kind of overly aggressive enforcement of the Endangered Species Act, they certainly can continue to impact the economy in a negative way.
Although the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is supporting the treaty, critics say small businesses stand to lose out if new regulations are put into place. Carl says big businesses will be better off than their small competitors.
The big problem with the sort of overwrought regulations that we have in many areas is exactly what sort of been indicated, that they really hurt small businesses the most. Big businesses, and this is kind of classical economic theory, tend not to mind regulation. In fact, they often encourage regulation because they can pay lawyers, they can pay, you know, everybody else to figure out ways to either get around it or just absorb it as a cost of doing business. But it's the mom and pop guys who don't have that level of sophistication or that level of capital. They're the people who end up really getting hurt when regulation gets out of control.
Critics of the treaty also see a potential loss of liberty. Senator Lee says America will be giving up sovereignty to foreign powers.
Any business or any individual that's concerned about having important policy-making decisions made not by elected officials in the United States, but by people not subject to any authority or any individual or group of individuals in the United States, would necessarily be concerned about the ratification of this treaty. And that's one of the reasons why we've now gotten to that critical 34-vote threshold where we have the ability to block the ratification of this treaty.
Opponents say the treaty would redistribute technology and resources from developed countries to developing countries around the world. South Carolina Senator Jim DeMint labels Lost as backdoor cap-and-trade legislation. Critics point out that countries who ratify the treaty would have to adopt new pollution requirements. Carl says cap-and-trade standards have failed in countries that have passed such legislation.
The dirty little secret, quite literally in Europe, is that they've put these systems in with a great deal of hot air, no pun intended, and a lot of self-righteous words. But when you actually look at functionally what's happened, all of the so-called emissions reductions you got from this turn out to essentially be fake. But basically, they were essentially designed for failure almost from the start.
Senator Lee is also worried that the treaty would trigger excessive regulations. Lee says Americans should be resistant to any new laws targeting climate change.
There are a number of provisions within the Law of the Sea Treaty that could be read to bootstrap unspecified international environmental law norms onto U.S. law. And it's entirely possible, if not likely, that some kind of global climate change set of laws and procedures would be grafted onto the United States through the Law of the Sea Treaty if it were ratified. So for the same reasons that the American people convinced their members of Congress not to enact comprehensive climate change regime of laws during the last Congress, they ought to be concerned about that happening indirectly through the back door of a UN-negotiated treaty.
This is Adam Albrecht of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.